Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today. It's a beautiful day here in southwestern Michigan, and this is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And so we're glad you're with us here today. We've got a lot to cover. I want to talk about this letter that the bishop has put out, and of course, this Thursday, the 15th, is the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And, you know, it's kind of, this is good. Today's program is going to be very good. You know, almost always, you know, we talk about truth, right? And, of course, in the wake of this violence, this profound violence, we have violence in every city, my brothers and sisters. And I think... you know, we're ignoring it. You know, the politicians finally open their mouths and say they're going to do something about this or that. Or we finally talk about God. Is that not true? We finally talk about God. Or somehow now it's okay for us to pray in public. You know, as religious people, somehow we're accepted for 5 minutes. Or we're accepted, or we get to play our role in society or in culture when it's time to bury people. You know, and I'll tell you what, the liberal left has done this, my brothers and sisters, and you can call it what you want, or you can say it's politics or whatever you want, but the fact of the matter is, the liberal left, the socialists in this world, have been trying to destroy God forever. Okay? And that's the truth. And people can say, and you can send me letters and emails and call me and say everything you want. But the fact of the matter is, that's the truth. And a big part of it has to do with this, just being in charge, just wanting to be in charge. And, you know, I will include, unfortunately, most of my Protestant brothers and sisters in this, and Bible churches as well as in this. They have become operators of the state. In collusion with the state, in a certain way. You know, to drive God out. To destroy, Catholic schools. To destroy private schools. To destroy any part of the truth that they don't like. And this very much started in a very big way 500 years ago in the Reformation, in the Enlightenment period that happened. And these are the facts of the matter, my brothers and sisters. We've decided we don't want to teach the Ten Commandments. You know, the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. You know, we can't teach our children that. And why don't we want to teach our children that? Because we do kill. We do kill. We kill 3,000 children a day in this country, my brothers and sisters. 3,000 a day. That's truth. Okay? So we're going to talk about that today, just like we talk about these difficult subjects every day. You know, people talk about love. You know, let there just be love. It's all about love. Is it? Is it about love? Because I think before it can be about love, it has to be about truth. Do you understand that? Before it can be about love, it has to be about truth. What is the truth? See? And we don't want to look at that. And so we use the government, we use politicians, we use unjust laws, like the killing of children, that it's legal to do that, that it's legal to drive God out of the schools, to make prayer illegal, to make the Ten Commandments illegal. And then we wonder why we have the society and the culture and the violence, not just gun violence or physical violence or drug violence or political violence, but violence. Why do we have it? And the scriptures today are going to open us up to some of that too. I also have a brief a letter that I will go into that the bishop wants, the Bishop of Kalamazoo, Bishop Bradley, and he's asking everyone to, you know, if you can, this Thursday, attend the Mass, this Mass of Healing, on the 15th, August 15th, the 12:10 Mass in downtown Kalamazoo at St. Augustine's. And he's, you know, he's asking for prayer. He's asking for peace. He's, you know, he's asking for, you know, let us come back together again. You know, let us bring God back into the schools. That's what I'm saying. Let us bring God back into the schools. Let us bring God back into the public square. Stop driving us out. Because things are going to get worse before they get better, my brothers and sisters. We can't live in this secular society not knowing the fifth commandment, that thou shall not kill. Okay? And the eighth commandment, you know, thou shall not lie, bearing false witness, right? So there's a little bit of preaching. I used up the first 6 minutes of the program doing a little preaching there, so. But it's necessary, my brothers and sisters. There it is. So before anything, there has to be truth. And the truth is fully found in Jesus Christ. And maybe a lot of people don't want to hear that either. But not just any Jesus Christ. The Jesus Christ that's in the Catholic Church. For 2,000 years that has been taught the truth of what Jesus Christ is about. Jesus Christ is about truth. And so let us go right into the readings. Also, if you're interested in anything, also, yeah, I got to mention too, SaveNazareth.com. There's another thing about truth, right? So we see a lot of, you know, it's amazing. You know, the church is amazing. You know, sometimes the church isn't so smart either. You know, and the tearing down of these buildings, the beautiful chapel out there, I ask you to go to SaveNazareth.com. We're going to be praying out there this Tuesday at 11 o'clock, from 11 till noon. We'll be praying out there, and we're going to be praying out there until the end of time. You know, whether they tear that building down or not, I'm going to show up out there the 13th day of every single month for here until eternity and pray. And make people know, and people will know the truth of what happened out there and who was involved and who stood silently by and did nothing. You know, those individuals, those organizations who have been silenced, you know, bullying's very popular. You know, it's not just popular in the schools. It's popular in business. It's popular in religion. It's popular in politics, you know, coercion, you know, this being coerced, you know, sounds of a silence, you know, codes of silence, you know, where you can't talk about any of this stuff. Well, I'm talking about it, okay? I'm talking about it, and it's a very great injustice to the people of Kalamazoo, you know, the city commission, the politicians for this city, the city of Kalamazoo have done nothing. They have fallen down on their faces on their job with trying to save this historic building and chapel. One of the most historic buildings in southwestern Michigan. And have decided, you know, that they don't have the political strength to change direction. You know, that's a pitiful thing to think about, right? That you don't have the political strength to change direction, to change your mind, to say, you know what, I think we've made a mistake here. You know, so. But the scriptures are going to point this out to us too, my brothers and sisters. So here we go on the 19th Sunday in ordinary time. And what do we have but the book of wisdom, right? Wisdom 18, chapter 18, 6 through 9. The book of wisdom. And this can only be found in Catholic Bibles, by the way, not in the King James Version, which is kind of hilarious. So it's called the King James Version after a political leader, a king of England. But it's not in the King James Version Bible, so this is the book of wisdom in the Catholic Bible. Wisdom 18, 6 through 9. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just, and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us whom you had summoned. For in secret, the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is Psalm 33. Blessed are the people whom who has chosen to be his own. Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our soul awaits the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us, who have put our hope in you. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our second reading is the reading from Hebrews. Hebrews 1 and 2, and then 8 through 19. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were all well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place that he was to receive an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned into the promised land in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs to the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that he, the one who had made the promise, was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise was ready to offer his only son, of whom he said, "Through Isaac's descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we have some beautiful readings today, actually some quite lengthy reasons, which we'll go into and talk about that, you know, of this word, the heaviness of the word this week. Very powerful for all of us. powerful, and really a call for our conversion, a conversion of our hearts and our minds to Jesus Christ. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. This is Luke 12, 32 through 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom the master on his arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day, in an unexpected and an unknown hour, and will punish that servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, so some powerful scriptures to get into here. In case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and we're glad you're with us here today. A little bit of time to preach in the beginning, a little bit of time to preach at the end here. But these are some powerful readings, my brothers and sisters. And encouraging you once more, and the Bishop of Kalamazoo is encouraging all of us to attend the 1210 Mass this coming Thursday, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. A great feast day in the Church, a great feast day for all of us Catholics and non-Catholics to come and enjoy this Mass with Bishop Bradley. You know, even if you're not Catholic, you can attend this Mass. The only thing you can't do is go up for Holy Communion. which is understandable. If you're not Catholic, you're not in communion with the church, so, and you don't believe everything the church teaches. And of course, there's plenty of Catholics who should take that advice as well. That, you know, if you still think abortion's okay and you still think divorce is okay and you still think all this other garbage is okay, then you should not receive Holy Communion. You should refrain from that and not bring condemnation upon yourself. Receiving Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus that we receive in Holy Communion. So you're encouraged to go to that Mass at 12:10 on this Thursday at St. Augustine's in downtown Kalamazoo on Michigan Avenue. So let's go right into the readings. Another reminder to go to the website, savenazareth.com. We're going to be praying out there this Thursday. We need as many people as possible. You know, not many people are showing up. It's very sad, you know, that more people don't show up because they're going to tear those buildings down. Unless we can show the sisters, especially the management, that, you know, we really want to see these buildings saved for future generations to be able to enjoy this beautiful campus out there at Nazareth, the historic chapel and mother house. So let's go right into our readings. This beautiful thing about for the secret. For in secret, the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. So beautiful, you know, to hear these words of wisdom that come from God. And of course, this book of wisdom, as well as many other wisdom books that are only found in the Catholic Bible, you know, that, my brothers and sisters, you should really look into that. You know, because there's 1st and 2nd Maccabees, the book of Sirach, the book of Wisdom, of course, Tobit, Judith, Esther, and Baruch. All of these books are not in the Protestant Bible. And they're not in the Protestant Bible or the Bible Church Bible or the King James Version Bible because Protestants don't want them in there. Okay? Martin Luther, all those guys, they altered it. The Catholic Church didn't alter it. The Catholic Church didn't add to it. The Protestant Church subtracted from the original Bible. Okay? So get that straight. Subtracted from it. The New Testaments are basically identical, but even the New Testament, there were books that, you know, Martin Luther wanted to take out, you know, because he didn't believe in some of the theology. And that's why earlier in the program, you know, I was talking about the complicity of the of government and politicians with the Protestant churches and the Bible churches to put through, to use the arm of Jesus Christ, to use this beautiful faith as a political weapon. You know, and in certain ways has been weaponized in a certain sense, in a very sick way, to twist people's minds, to think people's, you know, that this is okay and that's okay and killing babies is okay and do whatever you want, marry whoever you want. All that stuff is okay. Get divorced anytime you want. Break up your family anytime you want. Be married to two or three people if you want. Have 10 girlfriends if you want. Okay? It's a sickness, my brothers and sisters. We are sick. Our culture is sick and we are sick as a people, and we need to return to the true religion of the Holy Catholic Church. We need to return to the real Jesus Christ. And we hear these words today, especially in our gospel. Especially in our gospel. And the teachers are going to be treated the most severely. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they will go to hell for teaching the wrong things. Okay? And those who are following these wicked teachers, these heretical teachers, they will receive beatings as well. They may not go to hell, but you're going to be punished for it. And the gospel is very clear about that. And so you can go back and meditate on it, look at this. But this vigilance and the custody of the heart, Jesus prays to keep them in your name. So Jesus is constantly praying for us. See? But this is a very tough teaching, a very personal teaching. And the Catholic Church does not point out in particular that this, what's happening. But you can see it right here. When the Master is delayed in coming, in an unexpected hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. The servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act accordingly with his will shall be beaten severely. And so it declines, you know, the less and less culpable we are of that sin, the less and less we will, of course, be punished. God is just. God is truth. But what is the truth for you? Who do you follow? Do you follow your pastor? Or your cleric, or what he believes politically, if he's a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, and that's why you like your pastor, because he says all the things you want him to say. He tickles your ears, makes you happy, makes you reaffirms the lies that you have in your own mind and in your own heart. And meanwhile, we return to our homes with those same lies. Or we regurgitate those same lies. See? We need to get real, my brothers and sisters. Real things are happening in this world. Tragic things are happening in this world. And we need to wake up to what the truth is. And I think one of the most beautiful readings is this great reading from Hebrews, Hebrews 11. By faith, Sarah conceived. By faith, Abraham offered him. Believe and have faith. Believe without seeing, without proof. Believe in God and trust in God. Just as we say this, I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. We say that creed every week at Mass. And if you're Catholic and you go to Mass, when you say that, and I hope you say it, and if you're not saying the creed, my brothers and sisters, you better start saying it. Or don't go up for Holy Communion. Sit in the pew. If you're not willing to profess your faith in Jesus Christ, stay in the pew. Get on your knees and beg God for forgiveness for not saying the creed. For not committing your life. For not being faithful. For not believing. And ask for healing. And ask for forgiveness. This country is in trouble. This world is in trouble. You know, we make a big deal out of these mass shootings that happen, but my brothers and sisters, there's a mass shooting that happens in every major city in this country. And murder and death and destruction.